Egg steals the show from Apisit. His public appearance lasted only about 30 seconds, but young Egg Atukon is getting more attention today than the man he interrupted, Democrat Party leader Apisit Wechachiwa. Mr. Apisit was speaking at his party's press conference yesterday afternoon to unveil its plan for a reform blueprint at the Bangkok Art and Culture Center. Suddenly, the 34-year-old businessman from Bangkok blew a whistle at the Democrat leader and held up an English-language sign saying, "Respect my vote." Mr. Apisit's party, of course, is boycotting the February 2nd general election, and former members are leading protests intended to derail it. Mr. Aik shouted, "If you still cannot reform yourself, how can you reform the country?" A bit stunned at the outburst, Mr. Apisit first replied only, "Thank you." Mr. Aik continued to shout, saying, "When you were the government, why didn't you do it? You should stop the lie. You can threaten others, but others cannot threaten you, can they?" As Mr. Aik was being hustled out of the room by party staff, Mr. Apisit then said, "This is the example that needs reform. This is the pattern of the competitor of the Democrat Party." "I'm not a competitor. I'm a member of the people," Mr. Aik replied, his last words before he was forced outside. Mr. Apisit then turned to the audience and said, "This shows that people can express opinions at one of our activities, but there's always some disturbance at our forums. This is the reason why we cannot say that the election will be fair." The former premier carried on with a press conference that focused on the eradication of corruption, which the Democrats view as the origin of problems in Thailand. He compared corruption to a black hole costing the economy, on average, 300 billion baht a year. "With this money, we could build 5,000 high schools and 177 100-bed hospitals," he said. "It would also be enough to construct subway lines and dual-track train systems for the entire country," he added.